Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a study called Precious Metals Are Extracted. And I got this idea from Job 28, 1-3. Surely there is a vein for the silver, and a place for the gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness, and searcheth out all perfection, the stones of darkness, and the shadow of death. So this portion jumped out at me while listening to Job the other day. It talks about precious metals being taken out of the earth. And it got me thinking about the importance of God's people being separated from the world to be refined by the consuming fire of the Lord, purging off any association with Satan's kingdom. This is all throughout Scripture. Malachi 3, 1-3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Job 23:8-10. One of my favorites. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Psalm 66:10. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. 1 Peter 1:7-9. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So this refining can only be done, however, if a man is willing to purge himself of all sin, making himself fit for the master's use. 2 Timothy 2:19-21. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. This sanctification separates us from the world, as the truth, the word of God, washes us with pure water, cleaning up all spot or blemish for the glory of God. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Ephesians 5:25-27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. In the same fashion, precious metals are separated from the dirt, corruption, and darkness of the earth, washed and refined, made beautiful by fire. They're not taken out of the world itself, just separated from the grime, corruption, and darkness of the earth beneath. Daniel 12:9-10. And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. This is an action that must be done by both parties of the covenantal blood covenant. The Lord will send His Spirit to guide, convict, and comfort, and we have to hear, understand, and obey the word of the Lord to separate us and perfect us unto the coming of the Lord. Revelation 3, verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So that was just a short study on precious metals are extracted. Metals are used as an example all over scriptures for the righteous being tried as precious metals. And the Lord puts the righteous through many tests, many tryings, to purify them, to make sure there's nothing they're holding on to in the world, in Satan's kingdom. He wants a perfect and blemish-free church to present to himself, the church ecclesia, called out ones. And he puts them through the fire. And this chastisement is not for our destruction, rather it's for our purification, for our good, so that it can bear the fruits of righteousness. And I just love that example of precious metals being taken out of the earth, out of the grind, the darkness, washed by the washing of the word, purified by the fire, refined by the fire, and fit for the master's use. I think that's awesome. And I hope you ponder that today. I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.